Good morning. You're listening to the Message of Truth program presented by the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio program this morning. We also encourage you to invite you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also invite you to our services, which begin this morning at Bible study at 9:30 a.m. and followed at 10:30 for our morning worship and again at 6:30 for our evening worship. We also meet on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. We also remind you that we are in our new facility now, 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass up on the hill. We cordially invite you to come and worship God with us and study His Word. This morning's question is raised, can you explain how we can follow in the steps of Jesus? Since He is deity, isn't that impossible? Let me begin by saying, if Jesus were only deity, this would indeed be an impossibility. Yet remember, Jesus was not only the Son of God, John 1:1-3, He was also man. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Why did Jesus live the way He did? To do His Father's will is one reason. Yet there was another reason. Allow me to explain, and I believe they will answer the question. All of us need a pattern or example to follow. Like Father, like Son is much more than a catchy cliche. In times of national crisis, war is a good example. National heroes are held up before us to increase our loyalty and build our patriotism. Did not God in His wonderful book give us heroes of faith to stir us to live more faithful and productive lives for Him? Please consider Hebrews chapter 11. Yet God's greatest example that He left for mankind is His Son, Jesus Christ. For to you were called, because of Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth, who then, when He was reviled, did not revile in return. When He was suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 1:21-24. Our calling, according to verse 21, is clearly shown to be a life of dedication and commitment to do the Lord's will and follow His example. How are we called? According to 2 Thessalonians 2:14, we are called by the gospel of Christ. Called by the gospel to walk in a certain way. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, Ephesians 4:1. This calling is to follow Jesus, to imitate His attitude, His commitment, His submission, His service, and His life. His deity? No, because He was also a faithful Son in the flesh. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ, was Paul's admonition in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Peter told us to follow His steps. If one is to do so, they must of necessity look to the path that Jesus walked among men while He was on earth. Jesus who did no sin, verse 22. Some seem to think that Jesus was somehow immune to the trials and problems that we have to face, and that Satan had no effect on Him. Yet a close study of the Gospels will show that this thinking to be contrary to the record. After His baptism at the beginning of what many refer to as His public ministry, what happened? Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Matthew 4:1. After fasting for 40 days, Satan tempted Him. How? When He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward He was hungry. And when the tempter came to Him, He said, "If you're the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Matthew 4:2-3. Satan further tempted Him with worldly power and an appeal to faith and pride. But how did Jesus answer every temptation placed before Him? "It is written." Why? This is the way He lived and the way to overcome sin. "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. Just like Adam and Eve in the beginning, we like to blame others for our sins. but Jesus shows us a better way to go. No temptation has taken overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Jesus was not just tempted on this occasion, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Was he tempted to lie, to steal, to cheat, to be unkind, to commit adultery, to lose his temper? What does that passage say again? Are we tempted in these areas? If we were, so was he. Yet he never gave in to the temptation. He did not sin. Facing the same kind of problems we do, suffering the same way, which much more than any of us, he was without sin. The Apostle Paul writes of us, for we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Do we sin because we have to? No, because we want to. What is our problem? James explains it for us. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. James 1:14 and 15. But Jesus never allowed lust to rule his life. He never gave in to the temptation. Because he was the Son of God? No, to show us that we too can overcome sin in the same manner. Don't give in to temptation. The escape route is there. We just have to use it. No guile was found in his mouth. Verse 22. This word guile means trickery or deceit. Laban deceived Jacob, and it cost him 7 years of service in Genesis 29. Other familiar Bible characters come to mind as full of guile. Rebekah, Genesis 27, fooling Isaac. Sons of Jacob in Genesis chapter 34, avenging Tamar. And Genesis 38, posing as a harlot. God promises, blessed is he the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit. He warns, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Psalms 34:13. Jesus was honest and open, never two-faced, in his words or actions before men. Some of his most scathing criticism was against those whom he addressed as scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Matthew 23:13. His only begotten Son did not lie, nor did he ever deceive men, always up front with them. Jesus warns us, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites. Matthew 6:16. Those who perform religious acts only to gain the attention and approval of men. When the Apostle Paul and others gathering funds from various churches to take to the needy Jewish saints, they were extremely careful, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man, 2 Corinthians 8:21. There was no guile, no deceit in their handling of those funds. They even didn't leave room for any such criticism. If we heed the words of the Master, we will reject guile and deceit. Why? Because he did so. We put on the new man, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We live by a different standard than the world goes by, and we put off the old man and his deeds, Colossians 3. 9 and 10. When we vow, he reviled not again. It is natural reaction to retaliate when we are mistreated. But our Lord did not. Look at the scene of his arrest and trials. Judas, one of the 12 apostles, betrayed Jesus, and Peter sought to defend the Lord with the sword. What did the Lord tell Peter? Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Matthew 26:52. Yet he went on further to explain, do you not think that I cannot pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? He could have called for protection, for retaliation, for revenge, yet he never did. How did they treat him? Then they spat in his face, beat him, struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy to us who it is that struck you. Matthew 26:67-68. Their hatred for him was continued on the cross. They ridiculed, they spat at him, they abused him, and further, they mocked him. How could you react, dear friend, if it had been you? Jesus called for those legions of angels, nor did he utter one word against them that betrayed him, treat him, mistreat him, beat him, and finally crucified him. Instead, he did something quite remarkable. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What did he do? He loved them. If we follow in his steps, We must develop the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2, verse 8. What does following his steps require of us? It requires us to be merciful. It requires us to be compassionate. It requires us to be loving to those who disagree with us. We must always take the high road. We must always do things in a way that is honorable, and we treat people like Jesus would have treated them and like we would want them to treat us. Matthew 7, verse 12. That was the teaching of Jesus. Jesus always lived righteously. We must do the same. What saith the Scriptures? My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Psalm 119, verse 172. We must live by faith, and we must live in righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. But that does not negate our response of faith that expresses itself in doing the will of God. What did he do? He did his Father's will. He expects us to do the same. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6, 46. What was the message to the first Gentiles who were given a chance of salvation? But every nation who fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Please make a note. Righteousness must be worked. The argument of the Apostle Paul as to why children must obey their parents is very enlightening. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Why is it right? If we follow in his footsteps, we will be intent on doing right in every situation in our lives, in our marriages, in our relationship with our children, in our occupations, dealing with our co-workers, dealing with our fellow men, and dealing with our brethren. Yes, he did what was right in every situation, no exceptions. Was he popular? No, but he was still right. If he was made to suffer, and he did on numerous occasions, he was still right. If it cost him his disciples to leave him, and it did, Matthew 6, 20, 56, he was still right. As Christians, we are no longer live in sin. We are to live in a way that demonstrates our love for him. If we will follow his steps, we can be assured that those steps are right. God expects us to live righteous lives. We can if we will. We have many heroes of our own on earth, yet in the spiritual world there is one who stands supreme, one and only Jesus Christ. The Lord is our great example and our pattern. His words are simple. Follow me. We are called to walk in his steps. Dear listener, are you striving to walk in his steps? To walk in the steps of Jesus is to live the life that is in accordance with his divine will, to live above sin, to overcome temptation, to resist, to treat men with compassion and mercy and grace, to live a life that demonstrates that we belong to Christ. It is a sign of our discipleship. No, to follow in the steps of Jesus does not mean to be perfect. It does not mean to be deity. It means to take on the character of your Savior. That means that we need to look into the Scripture to find what the character of our Savior was, and then to mirror our life after that pattern. Dear listener, you can mirror your life after the pattern and character of the Lord Jesus as it is described in the New Testament. To love, to live, and to exert our love for man by sharing with them the message of the cross. Rising above sin, rejecting Satan, overcoming temptation, and living a righteous life is what Jesus did to please his Father. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of life Jesus expects us to live to please our Father. Tune in again next Lord's Day. Thank you.